What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Hopefully everyone's having a good start to the weekend. Right now it's 10 o'clock on the dot, Friday evening. So you know this weekend's about to get started. You know, hopefully everyone had a good New Year's, came in with a good boom. 2024, here we are, new locks, new guarantees, new winners. Hope you all are excited for that. And I'm your host for today's episode, JG, and let's just get into the spread in picks for the final week of the NFL regular season, week 18. Sheesh, already here. Keep in mind, I'm absolutely trash, dog water. I'm a bum when it comes to spread and picks, but I'm going to give you them anyways because that's what I do. I'm going to do Steelers at Ravens. Steelers favorite by -3. Like, I know the whole Ravens team is rested. And don't get fooled by what the Steelers did last week against the Seahawks, because the Seahawks defense was absolutely garbage. That was the... It was terrible. Terrible performance last week. I don't think it's going to happen again. Even though the Steelers are favored by 3 and Ravens aren't starting a lot of their starters. Give me the Ravens at +3. It's going to be a tight game. I just can't bet against them. I'm sure Harbaugh wants to give Tomlin a message. Say, hey, this is my team. I don't want you in it regardless. Don't want to face you. Don't even want to chance it. So give me the Ravens at +3. And for these games, weather-wise, it's gonna be a rainy day in Baltimore tomorrow. Yeah, give me Ravens +3 still. I don't care. Next game, we got Texans at the Colts. Both team in the playoff race. So a lot of playoff implication here. Texans are favorite -1 going into Indianapolis. Ooh. Love what the Texans have done this year. Colts, they look like a rejuvenated team from last year, completely different with Minshew at the helm. But I got to go with the rookie, CJ Stroud. Let's go with the rookie at -1. Let's do it now. Let's go into the Sunday games. Start us off, Atlanta, New Orleans. New Orleans out here fighting for a playoff spot. It's in a nice dome stadium, I believe. Yup. I don't know, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, something like that. Could be a little mistaken, but come on. The Saints need this game. The Saints, if they want to make playoffs, they need to win this game. So just because of that, give me Saints -3. I'm sure I hate the Falcons. I hate Arthur Smith as a coach. Daddy owns a team. So here you go, Daddy's little coach. Yeah. No, thank you. Next, we got the Browns at the Bengals. Bengals favored by -7. Sheesh, I know the Browns are starting a lot of their starters. I know Myles Garrett, Joe Flacco isn't playing. Jerome Ford, I don't know if he's playing either, but like, come on now. I think Browns are like 7-3 against their last 10 against Cincinnati. And just because of that, we're going to take Browns +7. They've been balling. I know Flacco's not playing, but geez, we got to take the Browns when you look at that record. Next, we got the Jags at the Titans. Another divisional game. Jags need this game, I believe, to clinch their division. But we're going to go with Mike Vrabel. The Jags are like the second half of the season. I think they're 1-6. They're not good. They are not playing good football. And we can't... You can't bet on a team like that. Vrabel's always going to have his guys engaged, all ready to play. Hopkins is playing for something. He's playing for a little incentive bonus. Incentives, man. Playoff implications, so much going on. Week 18, you got to love it. Give me the Titans +4. Next, we're going to go to Vikings at Lions. Lions favorite -3.5. I believe it's in a nice dome stadium. Let's just take a quick look. Yes, we're in Ford Field, nice and cozy, nice and closed. Give me the Vikings +3.5. Vikings cover this game. Vikings, whatever you say, they find a way to beat The Lions, I think 7-3 in their last 10, 6-4, something like that. But let's go with the Vikings. I think they might be eliminated or they're still fighting, but I think they're done. I don't even want to talk about this game. Jets, Patriots, like, let's just move on. It's going to be a snowy, windy game, but we're taking the Patriots -1.5. Bill B all day over the Jets. He owns them. He owns them. Take the belt out. Take the belt out. He owns them. Easy pick. Patriots -1.5. Next, we got the Buccaneers at the Panthers. Buccaneers favored by -4.5. That's not high enough. That's not high enough. Even with the Panthers playing as good as they have been, give me Baker and the Bucs. They win it. They clinch the division. Baker gets a player incentive. What does he get? Let's take a look. If Baker Mayfield wins the NFC South, he gets $1 million bonus. $1 million bonus. And if he plays good, $300,000. If he gets a top 10 NFL or top 5 NFC passer rating, passing touchdowns, passing yards, completion percentage, yard per pass attempt, $300,000. So Baker's coming to play. He's coming to get that money. I guarantee you, I'm not going to bet against him. Panthers, worst team in the NFL this year. Great job. Shout out you guys. You guys won the Bryce Young draft, but at what did it cost? So give me the... Easily give me the Buccaneers -4.5. Next, we got Bears, Packers. Packers favorite -3. And come on, just give me the Bears. I'm a Seahawks fan. I need the Bears to win for the Seahawks to have a chance. They shot themselves in the foot last week, them Hawks, but give me the Bears +3. Next, we got the Cowboys at the Commanders. Spread is 13. This is a tough one. Cowboys are favored by 13 here, and there's no question why. But did the Cowboys rest their starters in the second half if it's a blowout and the Commanders find a way back into the game and cover the 13 at the end? Because of that, I'm taking the Commanders on the spread +13. I mean, if Cowboys start resting their players, the Commanders should be able to. I know that Cowboys want to clinch the NFC East, but still, they need to rest their players for playoffs. Come on now. Give me the Commanders. Next, we got the Broncos at Raiders. I said it last week. I'm going to say it this week. Fuck you, Sean Payton. I don't care what you... This one's all on heart. You don't disrespect Russ. Don't disrespect Russ. So we're taking the Raiders -3. Raiders and Antonio Spears -3. That's what we do. So we do. Screw you, Sean Payton. I can't believe he did that to Russ, my boy. That's fucked up. Next, we got Chiefs at Chargers. Chargers favored by -3.5. Chiefs are resting all their starters, most of their starters. I really don't even want to pick this game. Like, give me the Chargers -3.5. No, I don't even know. Give me the Chiefs +3.5 because I don't think the Chargers can even win this game. I'm going to reverse my pick and go with the Chiefs at +3.5. Regardless of what you say, Andy Reid's still the coach. And we can't go against the cheeseburger man himself. So there we go with that. Next game we have for you guys. Rams +4. At San Francisco. San Fran's favorite by -4. I see them resting a lot of players too. I think Rams are set in their stone, so they might be resting players too. I can give that a quick look. I didn't even think about that, but still, I don't like this game. Yeah, they're resting players. Ooh, this is just a top flip. Flip. It's a coin flip game because just give me the Rams +4. If 49ers are resting C-Mac, Purdy, Kittle, everyone, Samuel, probably Trent Taylor, I'll take the LA Rams +4. Next, we got Eagles at Giants. Eagles favored by -5.5. I mean, like, I don't know what to think of the Eagles right now. And Tyrod played good last week. So give me Tyrod. +5.5. I know, like I said, with the Cowboys, Eagles are playing for top seed in the NFC least, or not least anymore, NFC East. But with that being said, we got to take the Giants. I don't know what's wrong with the Eagles right now. Losing both their OC and DC last year, I think, really hurt them. Their identity on offense is weak right now. Not looking good. Not looking good. Next, we got the Seahawks at the Cardinals. Seahawks -3. And come on. Come on now. I can't bet against the Seahawks here. They're fighting. They need to win this game. Win and have a chance of getting in with a Green Bay loss or tie. And we got to take the Seahawks. They're 7-3 in their last 10 against the Cardinals. How do we not take them? How do we not take them when I bleed blue, bleed green, whatever color you want to associate with the Seahawks? I bleed that color. I bleed the 12s. I bleed the 5th. The Seahawks are going to win -3. So that's what we're going to go. And then the most anticipated game. Win and you get second. The Bills at the Dolphins. Bills favorite -2.5. Bills can still miss the playoffs. They need a lot of things to go wrong, but they still have a chance of missing the playoffs. But they can also get the second seed. Dolphins can get the second seed with a win. Or they can just, I think, go to the 4th or 5th. The 5th seed in the wild. I don't know. I might be getting that wrong with the Dolphins positioning. But that's how it's looking. Dolphins at home +2.5. This is a huge game. Huge game. I'm looking at the over right now, 48.5. I'm liking that one. Because it's prime time, I'll probably go under. Give me the Dolphins at +2.5. I mean, they gotta beat a winning team eventually, right? They gotta. So give me the Dolphins +2.5. And now let's go into this week's locks. Guaranteed locks. Last week I did so-so. 1-1. I got the Josh Allen interception over 0.5 interceptions +100 against the Patriots. Looked beautiful. Nice little interception. I like that. Couldn't have gone any better. So we're up 100. Next one I gave you guys, Jay Jettish, Justin Jefferson over 76.5 yards. And I have only myself to blame for that one. Disappointing. After the pod was released, after the YouTube video, I checked. Nick Mullins taken out as QB1, and they put Jaren Hall in. What the fuck are you guys doing? At least Nick Mullins gives you guys a chance to win, and because of that, Nick Mullins is in this week. So, like, I just don't understand it. That was not a good. I don't like that play, Kevin O'Connell. But what are you gonna do? So let's go. Week 18 locks. Last locks of the NFL regular season. Last year I gave incentives for the week, for this week's NFL 18. But I fell victim to it last year. I got too excited. I was like, oh, these players need it. They're going to get it. They're going to get it. But unfortunately, they didn't. And I got screwed. I think one of them came in. But for you guys, girls, and everyone else in between, the first lock I got for you guys of the last regular season week, Cowboys at Commanders, I got CeeDee Lamb under 92.5 receiving yards, -110. Personally, like, I don't think CD will even get to see the second half of this game. And I understand they're playing for the NFC East division. I've said this multiple times, but like, with that being said, they can't risk having CD injured. And 92.5 yards, even if he plays the third quarter, that's a lot of yards to get in three quarters. That, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be easy. And for my sake, I don't see whatever big boy the head coach is. I forget his name. Got former Mike McCarthy. I don't see him trying to waste. He did the same thing back when he was in Green Bay. He would rest his receivers. If they were blowing out, he'd rest Aaron Rodgers. So I see the same thing happening this week. And, like, there's not even incentives for CeeDee to play. He's not getting a bonus. He's already set. Congratulations to CeeDee. More claps. Way to go, bud. He set the Dallas Cowboys single season receiving yards record and receptions record. So he's really not playing for anything other than just setting setting that benchmark for him to beat next year even higher. So with that, and I don't know, I can't see him playing more than a half of this game. So 92 and a half yards is really, really a lot of yards to get. And if you look what he's done this season, he's hit this mark in half his game. So 8 out of 16 games he's played, he had over 92 and a half. In his last six game, he's hit this over three times. So he's at 50% if he's going to do it. So flip a coin. Heads, yes. Tails, no. He doesn't. But here's the interesting part. Because when you look back at his games this year on the road, only three of those games he put over 92 and a half yards. Only three. So that's not 50%. It's a little lower. So we're going under at this point. And now when you go back and see the history between these two teams, only one time he's put up more than 92 and a half receiving yards against the Commanders. And that's out of seven games. So even there, that right there, the odds aren't very high he's going to do it. And I know like the Commanders defense has been suspect all year, but they're going to put the seatbelt on and clamp him down. So that's what I got for you guys. CeeDee Lamb under 92 and a half receiving yards, -110. Now the second lock I got for you guys, I have to do it. I just have to do it, man. Give me the Seahawks. We're buying a point. Actually, excuse me. We're buying half a point, and we're taking the Seahawks at -2.5, -125. I mean, I said I don't want to use incentives to use my bet, but Geno Smith makes the playoffs, he gets $2 million in his pocket. So I guarantee you, Geno Smith is going to do everything in his possible capabilities to get this dub. That's $2 million. I know if I was Geno Smith, come on. I'm breaking my back for $2 million. I don't care. Like $2 million, that's a lot of fucking money. That's a lot of fucking money. He's going to run. He's going to make completions. He's going to make plays. We're going to see the Geno Smith look like what we did last year. I'm telling you. He's been playing good recently. He's been playing good. Everyone else on the Seahawks, not so much. Especially the defense. Especially the defense. Don't even get me started. But I mean, with the game on the line, Seahawks have to win. There's jobs. There's also jobs on the line. So, like, if Seahawks don't get into the playoffs, bye-bye Clint Hurt, bye-bye Shane Waldron, but maybe even bye-bye Pete Carroll. I don't think he gets fired. Like, you need... I can't see that happening. They sent Russ out instead of him. That's wild to me, now looking back. But you see what he did? Oh, my God. But Seahawks, they need to win everything in their power possible to win. They have a 7-3 record in their last 10 when the spread's at 2.5. So it's hard not to, it's hard to bet against them here. Sorry. Screwed up my wording there. That happens. And Kyler Murray's starting. He's only got a 2-5 record against the Seahawks. He has under a 70% completion rate. It's not bad. It's about 68%. He's not great. He's not bad. He plays decent against the Hawks. Give him credit, but at the end of the day, that's what we do. Geno Smith's 3-0 against the Cardinals as a Seahawks starter. Each game he's won by 10 points. Like, I'm telling you right now, take the Seahawks -2.5. Yes, I'm betting with my heart, but I'm also betting with my mind. So easy money, take the lock. -2.5 with the Hawks. -125. And now, we're going to the moon. This week, I'm not doing to the end zone because the ones I wanted to take aren't out. I'll tell you them. And if you guys want to take them, take them. They're all incentive-based too. I know what I say. I'm not going to bet anything with incentives. And this whole episode, I've been talking about incentives, incentives, incentives. So the first TD I had is Josh Reynolds from Detroit. He needs one receiving touchdown to make $250K. I see Dan Campbell getting him the rock. Next, I have, where is it? Joe Mixon. He needs two rushing touchdowns to get 100K. I'm only taking him on one touchdown. It's pretty tight. I don't know if he's going to do it. And then next, you gotta go give the guy what he has to get, man. Go and get, it's DeAndre Hopkins to get a touchdown. Or you take Adam Trautman to get a touchdown because Trautman needs one TD to get 100K. But I don't like Sean Payton right now. I can't see him doing a good guy thing just because you had Kevin James play you as a actor in a movie or a role in a movie, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I'm not a movie director. But no, we're not betting on him. We never bet on Payton to do the right thing. Nope, never. So that's what we'll do. We'll take Joe Mixon, Josh Reynolds, and DeAndre Hopkins to each get a touchdown. And now we go to the moon, the real moon. And first I got for you guys, I told you guys this, Bucks winning margin between 7 and 12. I believe that's plus 360, 460, somewhere around there. I told you, this game is way, the spread is way too close. Bucks are going to take it to them. The only, I think it comes back down to 7 and 12 because at the end of the game, end of the third quarter, when they're up by 20 points, 17 points, whatever it may be, they take Baker, they take Mike Evans, they take Chris Godwin or Rashad White. They take their starters out the game. Backups come in, and that's where Bryce Young gets a end of the game touchdown to cover it. So we got Bucks winning by the winning margin, 7 to 12. Next we have Pats winning 1-6. It's going to be a snowy game. It's the snowy game out in Foxborough. Jets versus Patriots. I don't care what anyone says. Patriots may suck, but they still own the Jets. This is their Super Bowl. Bill will not lose to the Jets. It's going to be a close game. I have Pats winning by winning margin 1-6. Again, it's about plus 460, 360, somewhere around there. And finally, I have the Vikings money line plus 250 or plus 155. Vikings 7-3, 6-4, 8-2 against the Lions in the last 10. One of those, we're not betting against them. Actually, we are betting against them. We're betting against MCDC. I just think he rests his starters. Vikings find a way to win this. Nick Mullins back at QB. He'll get himself a win, find himself another backup job for next year. And that's what we're doing with that. And when you put that all together, that comes to plus 4,331. Put 30 on it, just under $1,240. That sounds pretty nice to end our week 18 regular season. And with that being said, I hope everyone has a great weekend. Great end of the season. It's going to be looking good. Gamble at your own risk. Oh, before I forget, next week there won't be an episode out because I'm away. I'm in a different city. I don't think I'll be able to make one, but I'll make it up. I'll come back with two episodes. The Australian Open's starting soon, so maybe I'll come up with one for then. I love my tennis bets. But with that being said, gamble at your own risk. Enjoy the weekend. Subscribe, tell a friend, whatever you got to do. Until next episode. Peace.